John, reptoids, do you think that they might be responsible for mutilating these animals?
Well, if they are the dominant life form on Earth or in Earth or governing our terrestrial atmosphere, I would have to say that they are in some way either involved or definitely allowing it. When we talk about things like mutilations and such like that, you have to think of the different avenues we've considered. People have thought about government operations, corporations, or some highly advanced and very wealthy pharmaceutical group that's doing it and doing something to the cows. We've also got to talk about different things, even as far as interterrestrials or other civilizations that might be needing things that from the tissues or from the blood of these animals. And that includes the reptoids. And then finally, on top of that whole thing, you have to think about whether or not there's an interdimensionality to this. Are these beings coming from another dimension? And possibly when they densify too long here, they start requiring nutrition that are absorbed through skin or something like that because they can't get where they what they are normally getting. It doesn't seem that it's something that's actually supporting a population of a very large group, considering how much tissue is taken. So are the reptoids involved? There has been a case in which a mutilation took place in which there was a three-toed contact. After getting involved in the case, I have had colleagues who have been working in UFO research since the 1950s and before the 60s, and they said just to be aware that there's probably going to be a three-toed footprint around my residence, and just yesterday I found one, but I think it was a moose. So because I live out in the country,
sure,
the country of Montana, where you have moose walking around in your backyard sometimes. But yes, I would have to say that it's probably all of those things. There's probably, it's just like the crop circles. You have the legitimate one happen, then you have a couple guys coming out saying, "Oh yeah, we did them all," although we don't have the complex geometry education that needs to do them. And then you've got perhaps art groups who are trying to do them then, and you've got government groups that are trying to do it to distract you from looking at the real ones. So enough of these reports come in where they're obviously fake that somebody walks away from listening to the phenomenon as something that it all must be fake. We're talking really about crypto communications because the aliens or the beings that are interacting with us now do not want to spell things out in the sand. They're not going to write it down in English. And they very well could. If they're that intelligent, they must know the ABCs. They must know the English language.
Sure.
Why don't they start doing something in an English language that is made with a overlacing crop circle, genetically changed plant structures, and all the classical signs of it? The mutilations are very much the same thing. The Mexico City, why do they allow themselves to be seen in mass in Mexico City but nowhere else? What is the message behind even that? So we have to stand back from this a little bit, not get so caught up in looking through such narrow focal point that we miss the big message. And I think that really there's a big message out there that's one of spiritual transformation and transformation of one's own psychology and spirituality, because that's what it really comes down to the end, is how are you handling it and how is what you're learning transforming you inside, you, the listener, you, the participant in the phenomenon. When you start injecting yourself into it, like I said, it will find you. How do you react to it when you make contact with it? And maybe this is the whole veil thing, where the veil's thinning. There seems to be a thinning of frequencies, and we're having interactions now more because we're a little more desensitized to things and maybe not living so much out of fear. Not that fear is wrong, because to tell you the truth, I don't know if I mean, it takes a certain constitution to sit up and face something like a 7.5-foot-tall guy with long, razor-sharp claws that just with a flick of his finger could cut you up and down your chest and have your heart drop out.
Do you believe in some of these theories, John, that people think that these reptoids are among us now, but they kind of shape-shift? They've gotten involved in politics and science and media. And they're all over the place?
Let's take this on two levels, and yes. First thing is that we're talking about people, individuals, who I've had contact with throughout the years, who feel a certain draw towards the information regarding reptoids, and these people, when they allow themselves psychological or emotional vulnerability, find themselves in a position of feeling their muscles change, and they're changing, and they feel like they're shape-shifting. Now, in all essence, are they going to shape-shift into another animal completely? We don't know. But what we do know is that there's some sort of involuntary action happening with those individuals when they're not even aware they're doing it. And I've heard this on more than one occasion and from some very credible people, that, like wives who say, I love my husband and everything, but there are occasions when he's walking around the house and I'm looking at him where he's focused in something else, but his face looks like it's moving and changing into something or someone else, and I can't quite put my finger on it. And this is a very unsettling thing to say. So are we talking about hybrids? Are we talking about Rh-negative hybrids that have had contact and somehow through their genetic lineage they have had certain information encoded within their genes from maybe several generations back that they're tapping into with their subconscious, and this is what is happening to them? They're feeling an entropy or a collapsing of consciousness at that time to where they're getting in connection with their DNA information and it's affecting the cells of their body. That could be. And we're also talking about, could other people in figures of power also be reptilian humanoid? And I cannot say no, but I've always said it's too easy to start a witch hunt and just blaming everybody for the ills of mankind. So I think that we've gone there, been there, done that. Everybody's heard that. Everybody's getting tired of it because it was that so much that way. And everybody's tired of the hatred because, you know what? If we're going to get along with these guys, then we're going to have to get past this angst, and we're going to have to know that there's a certain amount of respect due. There is a certain amount of fear of even your neighbor, because otherwise you're going to go do things on his lawn or harass him or something like that. So you do have a certain respectful fear of each other. But at the same time, there's a huge amount of industry that is on the precipice of change here. We are about to maybe encounter something else in which you got huge industries being formed. You've got anti-gravity magnetic or anti-magnetic gravity devices or vehicles being made. You've got an industry of cultural exchange that could actually really make humanity blossom if we give it a chance. I would hate to think we get in touch with something and we get falsely led down into a Pearl Harbor just because we've been led to believe that something's coming here to harm us when we really don't know that. But history has taught us, I think, by now, for us to look for the fruits of their actions rather than by what we're being told, because we've been misled before. And it doesn't mean we can't entirely trust our government or what people are saying, but I think that there's going to have to be something happening at a level in which really those command structures are taken out of the equation. And I don't mean militarily, but I mean just by some sort of a contact happening between an average Joe Blow and a culture. Maybe that's the only way it can happen to guarantee we don't get all these other games being played on us.